On Warehouse 13 Sci-Fi, you play Micah Baring.
Yay!
And she's a secret service agent who kind of like loses her job, right?
Yeah. Yeah, she loses her job protecting the president and is reassigned.
But she did a damn fine job of protecting him.
Yeah, I mean, she's pretty kick-ass, my character. She's not afraid, you know. She's strong. Strong girl.
Now, answer something for me after watching the first episode or two. Where does the rest of the world think she is? That they're not plucking her back?
You know, kind of like witness protection, I think. You just pack up and go. I mean, I don't know.
Because she was pleading with her old boss to save her from this hellhole of a job at Warehouse 13, and nothing ever came of that.
Nothing ever came of it.
What about, like, old boyfriends and stuff? Where are they?
She doesn't have any old boyfriends. The only boyfriend she had is dead now.
Yes.
Sam.
Yes.
Sam died.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
What do you like most about Micah?
I do like that there's this wall that you see at the beginning, and as the series, I think as the show progresses, you'll see it come down bit by bit by bit, and she lets somebody in, you know, Pete Latimer, who's played by Eddie McClintock, who is as funny in real life as he is on the show, and Saul Rubinek, who plays Artie Nielsen. You know, there's kind of a family thing that happens, and you see these people grow and change and kind of go on this fantastical journey together.
Well, let's talk about Saul. He seems like the kind of actor who, at any given moment, can just make you bust up on the set.
He's very funny. He's very funny. He's Canadian, which, you know, I'm Canadian, so that's kind of exciting for me.
He just gets so many good lines in this, and his character is so eclectic and interesting.
Yeah, well, he's eclectic and interesting. I mean, he really is a character.
Now, just because of the very premise, you know, attractive federal agent type, working with a male, working with an attractive male federal agent type, and you're working together and you spat and stuff,
mm-hmm.
The fans are going to be clamoring at some point for you two to hook up or get together. Are there any scenes in the early episodes which hint towards that? Or
there may be a few hints. There may be a couple connections made.
Any assignment where they have to, like, pretend to be together and that kind of a thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a couple of those moments. I'm excited to see where we take it next year, hopefully.